Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E, Williams, W-I-L-L-I-M-S, 51255. Today is 7/30/2024, 69-year-old woman seen at a residence for a face-to-face evaluation today, period, ni paragraph. She's been widowed for 2 years. She has no children. She has extensive use of smoking in the past, but she is currently not smoking, period, ni paragraph. She's total ADL dependent. She wears a pull-up, bowel, and bladder incontinent, period, ni paragraph. Because of her pulmonary hypertension and right-sided heart failure related to her end-stage COPD, she now has a one plus edema bilaterally, period. She also suffers from protein calorie malnutrition, weakness, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and tachycardia, period. In the paragraph, overall prognosis remains poor. She has a KPS score of 40% because she's no longer able to live by herself and requires the help of others, period. In the paragraph, blood pressure is partially controlled on the high dose of lisinopril at 160/90, period. Would recommend adding hydrochlorothiazide to her regimen to better control her blood pressure as well, period. Overall prognosis remains poor. She has issues with anxiety. She takes 2 different nebulizers, not currently on oxygen, but her O2 sat at 90%. Would benefit from oxygen, especially at nighttime, period. Would recommend continuing with neb treatments and adding hydrochlorothiazide to her regimen, period. New paragraph, patient would also benefit from some sort of anxiolytic, i.e. Vistaril, to help with air hunger and symptoms related to end-stage COPD. Thank you.